And it's time to do the celebrity scam. Let's take the voice of snotty Anakin Skywalker.
This was the insufferable teenage Anakin?
Right. And see how he deals with a telemarketer.
Yes.
Hi, this is Alexis, the pest control. Is this the owner of the house?
Yes.
I have an exciting offer for you today. It's a quarterly spray inside and outside, complete interior, exterior, for just $69.
And?
We'll also spray for fire ants, roaches, anything like that.
Liar!
If you sign up today, the quarterly price is just $69, which is about 40% off the normal rate.
You're shorter than I expected.
I'm sorry?
I've been arrogant, and I apologize.
Oh, it's no problem. Well, again, it is this exciting promotion that we're just offering today.
Liar!
Okay, you know what? There's no need for you to raise your voice like that. So I don't know what's going on, but you can either... Okay, you know what? You can either accept this offer or you can deny it, but I don't need to be yelled at.
You underestimate my power!
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have a different representative call you.
What did you say?
I said I am going to have a different representative. Okay.
What have I done?
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Strohs are home tonight, and it not only means home field advantage, it means classier fans. Manager A.J. Finch revealed that his wife and kids were doused with beer in Yankee Stadium. Finch, who played the game, isn't making a big deal out of it, but he did think Yankee fans were going too far when they showered the field with debris after an Aaron Judge home run. Hinch confronted the umps and threatened to pull the team off the field if the umps didn't get control of the crowd.
Wow.
Astros fans also reported being harassed with chants of Hurricane Harvey by the tools in Yankee Stadium.
Classy.
Now, I'm not going to paint all Yankee fans as a-holes. Unruly behavior and drinking are up at all sports events. But I'm willing to bet Houstonians tonight won't be yelling Sandy or 911 at New Yorkers. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Susie will now reveal.
It is the Bell Station Shocker.
What is that?
Well, I came up with this the other day. You know, we've been doing this thing where we're taping these ahead of time and we're putting them on Facebook and the social media. And so we did it at the Bell Station, which is a bar over in beautiful Midtown. And we were coming up with something because there was one of the drinks I was preparing, he didn't have the kind of beer that I needed. So one of the beers that he had was a Belgian White, a Shock Top Belgian White,
okay,
which is kind of a spiced Belgian-style wheat ale with citrusy kind of tones to it. So we just kind of came up with it there, and it's got vodka and orange juice and this great beer.
Is this the bar that our boss's son-in-law works at?
Owns, yeah.
Owns. Mm-hmm. Is that why he gets free advertising?
It's not free advertising. He's letting us use his facility.
It's trade.
Yeah, it's quid pro quo.
Full disclosure.
Full transparency.
I just go where they tell me to.
You have some outtakes.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So what happens is, you know, we do 3, 4, 5 of them in a row. And towards the end, I get a little tipsy. And so this is like one of the last
like
ones that we did. Yeah.
Trying the Vegavita.
Vitamin.
All right, let's listen to these humorous outtakes. You're pouring this beer, but you get too much head every time.
Yeah, it's coming out of the tap.
Of the Shock Top Belgian White. Oop.
Burpee.
And I screwed that up and I gave it too much head.
Is that possible?
So let's try that part again.
You seem disoriented.
A little bit.
It came out too fast. I didn't know what to do with it.
Take two.
And you gotta learn how to pour this stuff. I'm not really great at that.
I'm just gonna turn my mic
off.
See,
it happened again. What am I doing wrong? I swear to God, I have done this before.
Oh.
Is that a gun?
There went my shoes.
All right, you can see some of this.
Wow. If only our drink of the week were that entertaining.
It was hot in there, and I was getting drunk and sweaty. It was just not turning.
Well, we're going to do it on the radio, which used to be the most important
part of
this.
The main reason for this, before social media was invented.
And you'll hear how it comes together in a half hour on the drink of the week.
Again, dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Hi, Dean and Raj, doing the Dumbass of the Week voting online at HoustonsEagle.com. We have an early favorite.
Yeah, I think it looks early as if the cop is going to be hard to beat, the guy who mistaked some of the glaze off a donut for meth. And, you know, I don't know if you call him a dumbass per se. When you think about it, they have some device that they test for drugs, and it showed a positive test, so...
You don't think he's culpable?
Well, in that case, I mean, I don't think he'd run, because this dude went to jail.
Yeah.
For donut glaze.
Well, here's the thing is that he had just driven a woman to chemo and then was driving somebody from his church to work, and he got pulled over, and they found a nugget of a piece of glaze on the floorboard. They were looking for something. And this guy has never even smoked a cigarette in his life. He's like the cleanest, straightest guy in the world.
He's a saint, this guy.
Yeah. And they really went to every length they possibly could to do something.
How long was he in?
10 hours.
Where was this? Well, it's not here in
Florida.
Houston, right?
Florida.
Well, in Florida, you know, every other car has meth in it. So there's that.
Right.
Right. It's just...
But
it's
you let the Buick LeSabre go, all right? That's the let the old person from church go. And...
Well, they settled with him. They gave him a check for $37,500 for his time.
All right, that's not bad.
That's not bad. And like I said earlier, I mean, if there's one thing a cop should be really confident about, it's what is or isn't a freaking donut.
So, I think we can almost statistically proclaim him the winner.
He's at 45%, Dean. Nobody else is. You got 24% for the restaurant owners who were buying Popeye's chicken and then bringing it into their kitchen and selling it as theirs.
Well, they actually put it on the menu as Popeye's chicken, right?
Really?
No.
That's what you said.
But they're going to.
They didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, we're an affiliate.
They got busted because somebody saw them coming in the back door with the Popeyes, and then the owner says, "Well, we're not set up here to fry stuff."
Yeah, and I wanted to sell chicken.
And they were charging $13 for it.
Bringing up the rear, with probably no chance, are the two broadcasters from last week, sportscasters. Almost 20% for Dick Stockton, who pulled the Ron Burgundy and read the instructions on the screen aloud.
I mean, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14.
Al is the other one.
Al with his prepared Harvey Weinstein joke, which kind of went over like a lead balloon.
People found that to be inappropriate for the forum that he was in, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
as a joke, it's pretty harmless.
Well,
some said, okay, the joke was the Giants are having a worse week than Harvey Weinstein.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then some people point out, well, it's not Harvey Weinstein having the worst week. It's his victims.
Yeah.
Right. So is this the appropriate thing to say as a little joke during your football broadcast? I think it's a little politically correct.
Yeah. It wasn't that a big deal. It just was a little prepared is all. And it's not that funny. That's
the audience concurs so far with the voting because he's bringing up the rear. Still time to affect the outcome.
It's Harvey Weinstein.
Affect the outcome of this.
What?
713-343-1075. It's another tequila
sunrise. I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Yeah.
Drinking again.
I love Scott.
Let's do the drink of the week now. Here comes the beverage cart. Yeah. Producer Haas is wheeling in right now, and it's got a number of items in it that Susie will use to make something. What are we making?
We're making a Bell Station Shocker. And
Bell Station is the bar where
the
you
establishment
created
yes.
this.
And the Shock Top is the beer we're going to use. If you know what a shocker is, that's the sign for it. Okay, so we're going to use this Belgian white Shock Top. It's like a wheat ale.
Pop top again.
And it has some delicious citrusy notes. And I'm hopefully pouring it better than I did in the video that you can see on the Dean and Raj and Houston's Eagle Facebook pages.
But this video is on right now.
I think you did that just about
right. No, that's going up. The outakes are on now.
I see what you're saying.
The real video is...
The outtakes of this?
Okay, stop it. You're making me confused.
Not to mention the audience.
Why did we do two videos of this?
I don't know. Because you know why? Because when I am you don't get that yet. Because when I am doing it on the video at the bar, you aren't there. Okay. And that way I can talk and I can...
You still are right now. I don't understand the difference.
Why do we duplicate
when
this?
When you're not in and when I'm in.
Just all about you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good pour. I learned on Bar Rescue that you pour it off the side of the rim till about two-thirds up, and then you pour it straight in the middle to get just the right amount of head.
Yes. So you get the beer. I need that one too, please.
That's yours, the warm one, Hoss.
And then you put in a shot of orange juice.
What the?
I know. It sounds weird, but there is like an orange kind of flavoring, orange kind of notes to this beer, and it just is going to
it's already orangey.
Enhance that.
Well, it's like people use an orange slice with...
The Blue Moons.
Yeah, the Blue Moon deal.
Or, you know, people put tomato juice in some beer. You know, it's like a red beer.
Weird people.
It's orange juice. Okay, and then you put in a shot of, and I'm going to use citrus vodka. You can use just regular vodka.
Because it's not citrusy enough.
Alrighty.
Just a shot, because a beer is not strong enough. And that is it. This is a Belgian, a Bell Station shocker.
Is that warm one?
I can't tell really. Hold on.
Here, don't be giving me a warm one.
This is the cold one.
All right. You've not earned the cold one yet.
Do we need to swirl it, or I mean, is
nope.
it?
Nope. It's go. Good. Right.
Let's go.
Cheers.
Go time. Oh, it tastes like beer,
with a little hint of the orange and a kind of stronger finish. I cannot find a fault with it.
Not a single one.
I'm going to spit this one. I can't tell.
You don't like it?
I can't tell if it's the warm beer or if I just don't like it.
Well, you've had warm before. Beer before, Hoff.
I don't know. I don't like the tart on this one. I'm not down with this either. So a mixed bag today.
Wow.
So.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm going to swallow on this one.
Me too.
Two for two. People decide for themselves.
Now, what you can do is when you're at the bar and you don't want to do it in a glass, you can do it with the bottle and you just drink it down to the... like to the label where and then you put it in the beer and put your thumb over it and tip it once and then that'll be good in the beer.
And would that make it taste better?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well,
you're
I'll
cooler
just
that
make
way.
The bartender do it. That's what he's there for. I'm not going to make my own drinks.
Well, if you want to learn how to make this, we have two videos you can watch of the drink of the week with Susie, and you'll find those online on our social media for the Susie drink of the week.